Welcome to another Apple Watch feature demo. And in this demonstration, I want to take you through the Apple Watch app itself on the iPhone once you've paired your Apple Watch to it. Because when I did the initial Apple Watch demo a month or so ago, as we all know, there wasn't much in it except good morning and pair your Apple Watch here and the tabs down the bottom. Well, once you've actually paired the Apple Watch and it's connected and all happening, there's quite a fair bit, as you would expect, in the Apple Watch app now on your iPhone. So let me first run it on my iPhone 6 Plus here. I'm going to flick back to the left with VoiceOver.
Page 1 of 3. Find my friends. Kindle. Twitter. Apple Watch.
Okay, and there it is. One finger double tap to open.
Apple Watch. My watch.
So we've got my watch at the top. If I flick to the right.
App layout. Button.
That's the app layout screen for sorting your apps on your Apple Watch. Flick to the right.
Airplane mode button.
Airplane mode is to turn off the radios in the Apple Watch, particularly when you're flying.
Apple Watch button.
The Apple Watch button is the name of your Apple Watch, and the unpair button if you want to unpair your Apple Watch. Flick to the right again.
Notifications button.
That's notifications.
Glances button.
Glances.
Do not disturb button.
Do not disturb.
General button.
General button, which contains accessibility.
Brightness and text size button.
Brightness and text size.
Sounds and haptics button.
Sounds and haptics.
Passcode button.
Passcode.
Health button.
Health.
Privacy button.
Privacy.
Activity button.
And now what we get down to is, first of all, a list of the built-in apps for the Apple Watch. And then secondly, a list of third-party apps that are transferred from your iPhone over to the Apple Watch screen. So let's go through the built-in ones. We've got activity.
Calendar button.
Calendar.
Clock button.
Clock.
Contacts button.
Contacts.
Friends button.
Friends.
Mail button.
Mail.
Maps button.
Maps.
Messages button.
Messages.
Music button.
Music.
Passbook button.
Passbook.
Phone button.
Phone.
Photos button.
Photos.
Reminders button.
Reminders.
Stocks button.
Stocks.
Weather button.
Weather.
Workout button.
Workout.
One password button.
And here's the start of the list of third-party applications that have either their icons on your Apple Watch home screen, or you've actually told the Apple Watch app here to not have them on the Apple Watch screen. And I'll go through how you do that a bit later. So let me flick to the right again. So we've got one password.
Amazon button.
Amazon.
AusPost button.
AusPost here in Australia.
Banking button.
Banking.
Battery watch button.
Battery watch.
Calc watch button.
Calc watch.
CNN button.
CNN.
Double post button.
That's a Twitter and Facebook posting app.
Emergency AUS button.
Emergency AUS, as in Emergency Australia.
Foursquare button.
Foursquare.
Keynote button.
Keynote.
MP3 voice recorder button.
MP3 voice recorder, which doesn't work very well with VoiceOver.
Moober button.
Moober, haven't tried that one.
NY Times button.
NY Times.
OneDrive button.
OneDrive.
Overcast button.
Overcast.
Pandora button.
Pandora.
Say and Go button.
Say and Go, another recording app that doesn't work well with VoiceOver.
Shazam button.
Shazam.
Skype button.
Skype.
TripView button.
TripView.
TuneIn Radio Pro.
TuneIn Radio Pro.
Twitter button.
Twitter.
Twitterific button.
Twitterific.
Weather button.
And weather. And then down the bottom.
Learn more about Apple Watch link.
Learn more about Apple Watch link. And then we finally get to the tabs.
Selected. My watch. Tab.
Got
1 of 4.
My watch.
Explore. Tab. 2 of 4.
Explore, which contains the videos of different things that Apple's posted about the Apple Watch.
Featured. Tab. 3 of 4.
Featured. That's featured apps within the App Store displaying Apple Watch specific apps.
Search. Tab. 4 of 4.
And search for specific apps on the App Store. So let me quickly go back to one of the third-party apps, and I'll just show them what you can do with the app as far as having it come up or not on your Apple Watch home screen. So, for example, let me flick back to Twitterific.
Featured. Explore. Select. Learn more. Weather. Twitterific. Button.
Okay, so if I double tap on Twitterific.
Twitterific. My watch. Back button.
I flick to the right.
Twitterific. Heading. Show app on Apple Watch. Off.
So, for example, I wanted to turn it on. One finger double tap.
On.
And then, if I flick to the right.
Installing. Footer.
It says installing.
Showing glances. Off.
And then what you also get is if you want to show that app in Glances as well. So you can have it both within the Glances, the two finger flick up from the clock face to go into Glances, or at the home screen that you can get to, of course, from the clock face by pressing the digital crown on your Apple Watch. So I flick back to the left.
Show app on Apple Watch, on.
And I'm going to turn this off since I've already got Twitter going across to my Apple Watch already. Turn it off.
Off.
And I'm just going to do a two-finger scroll to go back to the previous screen.
My watch heading.
Back to the top at my watch heading. Just a note, you can't get rid of the built-in apps on your Apple Watch screen. You can only get rid of or hide the third-party apps on your Apple Watch screen. So let me click down again.
App layout button.
And we'll just explore some of these options in a little bit more detail.
App layout button.
So app layout, one-finger double tap.
Layout, my watch, back button.
And basically, this is how you organize the apps on your home screen of your Apple Watch.
Layout, heading, maps.
So that's
double
the start.
Tap and hold, then drag to reorder apps.
So as it says, double tap and hold and drag around to reorganize apps. So for example, if I touch the middle of my screen.
Watch face.
That's my watch face. That's in the middle. I come down.
Settings.
That's settings.
Double tap and hold, then drag to reorder apps.
Go to the left.
Timer. Double tap and hold, then drag to reorder apps.
Go to the left again.
Calc watch.
Calc watch.
Double tap and hold, then drag to reorder apps.
And basically when you want to move them, like it says, double tap and hold, and then drag your finger around and it'll say top left of, top right of, bottom right of, and so on. And then when you get to where you want to be, you can take your finger off the screen and then you, of course, can confirm those positions also on the actual Apple Watch screen, because this screen actually mirrors the layout of your Apple Watch. Keep in mind, you're not dealing with a row or a grid pattern on the Apple Watch. It's more like a honeycomb pattern with all the apps or icons around the middle icon, which is your clock icon. So let me just do a two-finger scrub to go back.
My watch, heading.
Flip to the right.
App layout, airplane mode, button.
So airplane mode's pretty straightforward. One finger double tap.
Airplane mode, my watch.
Flip to the right.
Button, airplane mode, heading, mirror iPhone, off.
So
double tap to toggle setting.
Mirror iPhone. So if my iPhone is in airplane mode, so will my watch be. And I'm actually going to turn that on because that's actually quite a nice feature.
On.
If I flick to the right.
When this is on and both devices are in Bluetooth range, enabling airplane mode on Apple Watch will also enable it on your iPhone and vice versa. Footer.
So when both devices are in Bluetooth range, i.e. 10 meters, if either one is in airplane mode, i.e. turning off all the radios, the other one will do exactly the same thing, which is actually very, very handy, particularly when you're traveling on an aircraft. So two-finger scrub to go back to the previous screen.
My watch. Heading.
Flick to the right.
App layout. Airplane mode. Button. Apple Watch. Button.
Apple Watch. And I said this is the name of your Apple Watch and you can unpair it. We'll just double tap on it and go into it.
Apple Watch. Back button.
Flick to the right.
Apple Watch. Heading. Paired. Heading.
So paired heading.
David's Apple Watch. 42mm case. Stainless steel.
Okay, David's Woodbridge's Apple Watch, 42mm stainless steel case.
Unpair Apple Watch, button.
Unpair Apple Watch. So two-finger scrub, we're going to go back.
My watch, heading.
Flick to the right.
App layout.
App layout.
Airplane mode.
Airplane mode.
Button. Apple Watch.
Apple
button.
Watch.
Notifications, button.
Notifications. One-finger double tap.
Notifications. My watch. Back button.
Okay, flick to the right.
Notifications, heading. Notification alerts appear on Apple Watch when you're wearing it and it's unlocked. And you won't get alerts on your Apple Watch if you're actively using your iPhone. To view missed notifications, swipe down on your watch face. Footer.
Okay, so basically you're going to get notifications on your Apple Watch if you're wearing it and using it. And you won't get notifications on your Apple Watch if you're using your iPhone, which sounds pretty sensible to me. And if I flick down to the right again.
Notifications indicator, on.
Notifications is currently
on. Double tap to toggle setting.
Flick to the right.
When this is on, a red dot will appear at the top of your watch face when you haven't read notifications. Footer.
A red dot up here. That's okay for blind people. However, you can always check notifications from your clock face by doing a two-finger swipe down, and that'll bring up the notification center on your Apple Watch, of course, using VoiceOver. So I flick to the right again.
Notification privacy, off.
This is notification privacy, currently off. I flick to the right, we'll get an explanation.
When this is on, notification details will only appear when you tap on an alert. Footer.
Okay, notification details will only appear when you tap on an alert. That's fine with me, I'll leave that off for the moment.
Activity, button.
Okay, and then we get to a list of all the items that will be displaying notifications on your Apple Watch. So if I do one finger double tap on activity, for example.
Activity. Notifications. Back button.
Back to the right.
Activity. Heading. Stand reminders. On.
Okay, I've got stand reminders setting. On.
When this is on, you'll receive a reminder to stand if you've been sitting for the first 50 minutes of an hour. Footer.
Okay, stand reminders.
Progress updates. Every 4 hours. Button.
Progress reminders every 4 hours.
Set a time interval to receive an update on your activity program.
And I won't go any more into that at the moment. Let me just do a two-finger scroll to go back.
Notifications. My watch. Back button.
And flick down to the right.
Notifications. Notification alerts. When this is on. When this is on. Activity. Button.
So we've got activity.
Calendar. Button.
Calendar.
Mail. Button.
Mail. Keeping in mind that each one of these is going to have different settings in them.
Maps. Button.
Maps.
Messages. Button.
Messages.
Passbook.
Button.
Phone. Button.
Phone.
Photos.
Photos.
Button. Reminders. Button.
Reminders.
Mirror iPhone alerts from. Heading.
Mirror iPhone alerts from.
Apple Store. On.
Apple Store. Currently on.
Battery watch. On.
Battery watch. Currently
double tap
on.
To toggle setting.
If I wanted to turn it off, one finger double
off.
Tap. It's off. Want to turn it back on again.
On.
One finger double tap.
Chrome. Off.
I've got Chrome off.
Class Dojo. On.
Class Dojo. That's a
double
point system
to
I use
setting.
At my local school.
CNN. On.
CNN's on.
Dice World. Off.
Dice World's currently off.
Downcast. On.
Downcast is on.
Dropbox. On.
Dropbox is on.
Emergency AUS. On.
Emergency Australia is on.
Double tap to toggle setting.
And let's just keep flicking through. I won't repeat each one of them.
Find friends. Fitbit. Gmail. Hangouts. Holiday Cal. Inbox Pro. Mint 2013. Meerkat. Nitatmo. Netflix. Musify. NPPS. Overcast. Podbean. Say and Go. Skype. Telstra 24. TripView. Twitter. Twitterific. Weather. YouTube.
Okay, and then we're down the bottom. Let's go back to the previous screen. That was notifications. And touch towards the top of the screen.
My watch. Heading.
Flick past notifications. Two glances.
App layout. Button.
App layout.
Airplane mode.
Airplane mode.
Button. Apple watch.
Apple watch.
Button. Notifications.
Notifications.
Button. Glances. Button.
And here we have glances. One finger double tap.
Glances. My watch. Back button.
Flick to the right.
Glances. Heading.
Okay, now basically these are all the glances that are currently being shown on your Apple Watch. And a nice way to think about glances as opposed to notifications, glances are very similar to your today view on your Apple Watch in your notifications screen. Okay, so if I flick through to the right,
settings.
The first
swipe
one I've got is settings.
So
this is my first glance on my Apple Watch. And remember with the glances, you can do a two-finger swipe left or right to move between them on the Apple Watch with VoiceOver.
Reorder settings. Button.
So I can reorder settings.
Double tap and hold. Wait for the sound. Then drag to rearrange.
So I can one finger double tap and hold and then drag my finger up and down the screen to rearrange the glances the way I want them. So if I flick to the right.
Delete battery. Button.
And then I've got
delete
battery.
Button. Battery.
That's the heading for battery.
Reorder battery. Button.
And I can reorder
drag.
Battery. So, for example, if I wanted to
the
put
sound, then drag to rearrange.
Battery above settings, one finger double tap and hold, and then drag my finger up.
Moved above settings.
Okay, it's now moved above
settings.
Settings. So, battery's now at the top of my glances.
Battery. Reorder battery. Settings. Reorder settings. Button.
And let me put
drag
it back to the other way again.
Double
one
tap
finger
and
double
hold.
Tap and hold.
Wait for the sound, then drag to rearrange.
And drag my finger up.
Moved above battery.
Now I've moved it above battery
reorder
again.
Battery.
And of course, if I move my finger down, it would take it below the next item in my glances to arrange it that way.
Heading.
So flicking to the right.
Settings.
Settings.
Reorder settings.
Reorder settings.
Button. Delete battery. Button.
Okay, delete battery.
Battery.
It's the name.
Reorder battery.
Reorder
button.
Battery.
Delete now playing. Button.
Delete now playing.
Now playing.
That's the heading. Now playing.
Reorder now playing.
Reorder
button.
Now playing.
Draggable.
And then I'll just keep. I'll just keep
hold.
Repeating what
wait
it says
sound.
Now.
Then
try to explaining
rearrange.
It.
Delete activity.
Delete activity.
Button. Activity.
Activity.
Reorder activity.
Reorder activity.
Button. Delete calendar.
Delete
button.
Calendar.
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 Reorder calendar.
Reorder calendar.
Button. Delete weather.
Delete
button.
Weather.
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 Reorder weather.
Reorder
button.
Weather.
Delete world clock.
Delete
button.
World clock.
World clock.
World clock.
Reorder world clock.
Reorder world
button.
Clock.
Delete heartbeat.
Delete
button.
Heartbeat.
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 Reorder heartbeat.
Reorder heartbeat.
Button. Do not include. Heading.
And then once you've deleted the ones at the top, and this does sound very similar to notifications, here's a list of ones that I've removed from my active glances.
Insert maps. Button.
Okay, insert maps. I've currently got that turned off.
Maps. Reorder maps. Button.
So draggable. I can reorder maps.
Insert stocks.
Insert
button.
Stocks.
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 Reorder stocks.
Reorder stocks.
Button. Insert trip view. button.
Insert trip view, trip view,
reorder trip view,
and reorder button. Trip view. Now, I'm actually going to put trip view back in there because I completely forgot that it's not in glances. Click back to the left.
Trip view. Insert trip view.
And I'm going to put trip view back into my active glances.
Insert Pandora button.
So if I just rotate around to heading.
Headings. Do not include. Heading.
And then so I'm on the do not include. And if I flip back to the left.
Reorder trip view button.
There's trip view. Now at the bottom of my current active glances. So if I flick back to the right.
Do not include. Insert maps.
Insert maps.
Reorder map. Insert stocks.
Stocks.
Reorder. Insert OneDrive.
Insert OneDrive.
Reorder. Insert Pandora.
Insert Pandora.
Pandora. Reorder. Insert emergency ORS.
Insert emergency Australia.
Emergence. Reorder. Insert TuneIn Radio.
Insert TuneIn Radio.
Reorder. Insert Twitterific.
Twitterific.
Reorder. Insert ORS post. Reorder Twitterific. Twitterific. Insert Twitterific.
Insert Twitterific.
Twitterific. Reorder Twitch. Insert ORS post.
Insert Australia post.
Reorder. Insert Overcast.
Insert Overcast.
Reorder up. Insert Twitter.
Insert Twitter.
Swipe up or down to select.
And that's interesting. I don't currently have that in my glances either. So I'm going to put that back in.
Insert Twitter. Button.
One finger double tap.
Insert CNN.
Okay. Button. So I've got insert CNN.
CNN. Reorder CNN. Insert NY Times.
NY button. Times. Insert it. No.
NY Times. Reorder and insert Foursquare.
Insert Foursquare. No. Nope.
Reorder for. Insert Calc Watch.
Insert Calc Watch.
Reorder. Insert Weather. Button.
Insert Weather. Oh, why not? One finger double tap on that as well.
Insert battery watch.
Now, insert battery watch. This is to actually watch the battery level on my iPhone, so I might stick that one in as well.
Insert say and go.
The right again. I don't want to insert say and go.
Say and go. Reorder say. Insert Shazam. Button.
I don't want to insert Shazam.
Shazam. Reorder Shazam.
Now, keep in mind, these are all the apps that I've made active on the Apple Watch screen. And being active, that's why they've got the glances function there as well. i.e. if the app's not on your Apple Watch, it won't be available in glances. Okay, so two finger scrub to go back. Touch the top of the screen.
My watch. Heading.
So my watch. So
app layout.
App layout.
Button.
Airplane mode.
Apple Watch.
Apple Watch.
Notifications.
Notifications. Glances.
Do not disturb.
Button. And do not disturb. That's going to be pretty straightforward. Double tap on that.
Do not disturb.
Click to the right.
Do not disturb. Heading. Mirror iPhone. On.
Okay, currently mirror iPhone. If I flick to the right, we'll get an explanation.
Turning on Do Not Disturb on your Apple Watch will also turn on Do Not Disturb on your iPhone, and vice versa. Schedule Do Not Disturb, bullet 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Allow calls from, bullet favorites. Repeated calls, bullet on, footer.
So, two finger double tap to go back.
My watch, heading.
And of course, if you didn't want that Do Not Disturb on, you could do one finger double tap to turn it off. So let's flick back down again to the next one after Do Not Disturb.
App layout. Button. Airplane mode. Apple Watch. Notifications. Glances. Do not disturb. General. Button.
Okay, so here we have general.
General. My watch. Back button.
Okay, it's a subheading folder. Flick to the right.
General. Head. About. Button.
So, about.
Software update. Button.
Software update.
Automatic downloads. Button.
Automatic downloads.
Watch orientation. Left wrist. Button.
Watch orientation. Currently set to left wrist.
Accessibility. Button.
Accessibility.
Language and region. Button.
Language and region.
Apple ID. Button.
Apple ID, which is the current Apple ID for the Apple Watch.
Enable handoff. On.
Enable handoff.
When this is on, your iPhone will pick up where you left off with apps on your Apple Watch. Apps that support this feature appear on the lower left corner of your iPhone lock screen. Footer.
Okay, so handoff, passing it back to iPhone.
Wrist detection. On.
Wrist detection's on double with exclamation.
When this is on, Apple Watch will automatically show you the time and the latest alerts when you raise your wrist. If you're using a passcode, wrist detection locks your watch when you're not wearing it, so your information stays secure.
Okay, so that's wrist detection and security.
Activate on wrist raise. Button.
Activate on wrist raise.
Usage. Button.
Usage.
Reset. Button.
And reset back to factory defaults. So I'm not going to go through all of these. So back to the top.
My watch. Back button.
Click to the right.
General. Head. About. Button.
So let's double tap on about.
About.
It's general. 3:35.
Soft automatic soft about button about general back button about head name David's Apple Watch.
So
button.
Name is David's Apple Watch.
Songs 8.
Songs I've currently got 8 on there.
Photos 0.
0 photos.
Applications 11.
11 applications.
Capacity 6.2 gigabytes.
Capacity 6.2 gigabytes.
Available 5.8 gigabytes.
Available 5.8 gigabytes.
Version 1.0, 12S507.
Version 1.0.
Model, MJ470.
Model number.
Serial number.
Serial FH, number.
Wi-Fi address.
Wi-Fi C0, address.
Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.
C0, seed. Button.
Seed.
Legal. button.
Legal button.
We can also find legal information and licenses for Apple Watch.
And also find legal information at the website.
View the Apple Watch user guide. Button.
View the Apple Watch user guide.
Selected. My watch. Tab. View the Apple Watch user guide.
Okay. Button. View the Apple Watch user guide. So if I double tap on that.
Get started.
So we've got get started.
Basics.
Basics.
Section. Watch faces.
Watch
section.
Faces.
Notifications. Section.
Notifications.
Glances. Section.
Glances. Section.
Double tap timekeeping.
Timekeeping. Set. Okay, and to come out of the user manual, top right hand side.
Done. Button.
We've got a done button. One finger close. Double tap.
About. General. Back button.
Okay, we're back to about screen. So two finger describe to go back to the previous screen.
General. My watch. Back button.
Click to the right.
General. Heading.
Okay, we're still in general.
About. Button. Software update. Button.
Software update. We'll just check for software updates and let you know if there's any available.
Automatic downloads. Button.
Automatic downloads. Let me double tap on that one.
Automatic download. General. Back button.
Click to the right.
Automatic download. Heading. Automatically download apps. On.
Automatic download apps. On or off.
When this is on and you have apps on your iPhone that also work with Apple Watch, those apps will automatically download and appear on your home screen. Footer.
Okay, so if this is on, the apps will automatically appear when they've downloaded to the iPhone on the Apple Watch. The two finger scrub to go back. Flick to the right.
About. Software. Automatic. Watch orientation. Left wrist. Button.
Okay, that's change your watch orientation. One finger double tap on that.
Watch orientation.
General. Flick to the right.
Back. Watch orientation. Wear Apple Watch on. Heading.
Wear Apple Watch on.
Selected. Left wrist.
Left wrist.
Right wrist.
Or your right wrist. And you can also.
Digital crown on left side.
Tell the Apple Watch that the digital crown is on the left side of the watch.
Selected. Digital crown on right side.
Or the right side. And if I flick to the right, we'll get an explanation.
Specifying your wrist and digital crown preference helps Apple Watch know when to wait the display and how to orient it. Footer.
Okay, so it lets the Apple Watch know when to wait the display and how to orient the display. And two finger scrub to go back to the previous screen. Flick to the right.
About. Software. Automat. Watch orientation. Accessibility. Button.
And accessibility. One finger double tap on accessibility.
Accessibility. General.
Flick to the right.
Button. Accessibility. Heading. Vision. Heading.
So vision heading.
VoiceOver. On.
VoiceOver. One finger double tap on VoiceOver.
VoiceOver. Accessibility.
Click to the right.
VoiceOver. Heading. VoiceOver. On. VoiceOver speaks items on the screen.
Okay, VoiceOver speaks items on the screen.
Tap once to select an item.
Tap once to select an item.
Double tap to activate the selected
double
item.
Double tap to select an item.
Swipe two fingers to scroll.
Swipe two fingers to scroll.
Speaking rate. Heading.
Speaking rate.
Speaking rate. 30%. Adjustable.
Okay, and I could do one finger flick up swipe and down to adjust the value.
Voice over volume. Heading.
Voice over volume.
Voice over volume. 100% adjustable.
100% again a slider, one finger flick up and down to adjust the value.
Speak hints on.
Speak hints.
Double tap to toggle setting.
So you can do one finger double tap to turn them off.
Screen curtain off.
Screen curtain off.
Double tap to toggle setting.
Turn on.
Speak on wrist raise off.
Speak on wrist raise.
Double tap to toggle setting.
And I've currently got mine turned off because every time I raised my wrist, my watch kept talking, so I've turned that off. Then that's it for the voiceover screen. So two fingers grab to go back.
Accessibility vision heading voiceover zoom. Off. Zoom. Grayscale. Off.
Grayscale.
Bold text. Off.
Bold text.
Reduce motion. On.
Reduce button. Motion. I've currently got mine turned on.
Reduce transparency. Off.
Reduce button. Transparency. Currently off on mine.
On slash off labels. Off.
On slash off labels. Currently
double
off.
Hearing. Heading.
Hearing. Heading.
Mono audio. Off.
Mono audio.
Adjust the audio volume balance between left adjust and right channels.
Adjust the audio volume balance.
Accessibility shortcut.
And
voiceover.
Accessibility button. Shortcut.
Selected. Accessibility.
And if I currently go into that one.
Accessibility
I can
shortcut.
Access shortcut by button. Pressing the digital crown three times.
Accessibility
four.
Shortcut. Heading. Triple click the digital crown four. Selected. VoiceOver.
VoiceOver or Zoom currently. Okay, so two fingers scrub to go back.
Accessibility.
Two fingers scrub go back again.
Back general. My watch. Back button.
Click to the right.
General. About. Software update. Automatic downloads. Watch orientation. Accessibility. Language and region. Button.
Language and region. I'm not going to worry about that at the moment.
Apple ID. Button.
Apple ID is just your Apple ID.
Enable handoff. On.
Enable handoff. That's a toggle.
Double tap to toggle setting.
One finger toggle tap to turn on or off.
When this is on, your iPhone will pick up where you left off with apps on your Apple Watch. Wrist detection. On.
Okay, wrist detection.
Double tap to toggle setting.
Again, on or off.
When this is on, Apple Watch will automatically show you the time and the latest alerts when you raise your wrist. Activate on wrist raise. Button.
Okay, activate on wrist raise. This is actually what you want to activate when you raise your wrist. So if I one finger double tap on that.
On wrist raise. General.
And
back button.
To the right.
On wrist raise. Heading. On wrist raise. Heading. Selected. Show watch face.
Okay, I've kind of got selected show watch face.
Resume previous activity.
Or resume previous activity, which could be quite handy for some people. So two fingers grab to go back.
General. My watch. Back button.
Okay, flick down past activate on wrist raise.
General. About. Software update, automatic downloads, watch orientation, accessibility, language and region, Apple ID, enable handoff, when this is on, wrist detection, when this is on, activate on wrist raise, usage, button.
Usage, which is quite handy, this actually tells you what's happening with your watch.
Reset, button.
The reset button, and if you double tap on reset, of course, you reset the watch back to factory defaults. So that's it for the general screen. So two finger scrub to go back to the main screen.
Watch, heading.
And flick to the right, go up to the top.
Telstra, my watch, heading.
And let's flick down past general.
App layout, button, airplane mode, button, Apple Watch, button, notifications, glances, do not disturb, general, brightness and text size, button.
Okay, brightness and text size. I've actually got my brightness currently set to zero, and you can also adjust the text as well across the whole system.
Sounds and haptics, button.
Sounds and haptics, one finger double tap on that.
Sounds and haptics. My watch.
And back flick button. To the right.
Sounds and haptics. Heading. Alert volume. Heading.
Alert volume.
100% adjustable.
Okay. It's, again, it's a slider.
Swipe up or down with one finger, one to finger adjust
flick
the value.
Up or down to adjust the value.
Mute. On.
Mute double is currently to on. City. Now, that's because when I was doing a demo of the Apple Watch answering a call, I put my hand over the Apple Watch itself and that muted the ringer. So if I wanted to actually unmute my Apple Watch without having to use the Apple Watch itself to unmute it, one finger double tap here.
Off.
And I've just unmuted my Apple Watch. So next time it actually rings, the sound will be back.
Mute will not silence alarms and timers when Apple Watch is charging.
Okay. Footer. That's information about mute.
Haptic strength. Heading.
Haptic strength. Heading.
100%. Adjustable.
Currently set at 100%. I've actually found at the moment, at the day I'm doing this recording, that slide is very difficult to adjust for some reason. So I'm not too sure why it's not working. Most of the time I've had to adjust the haptic feedback on the Apple Watch itself in settings. So I flick to the right again.
Cover to mute, on.
Cover to mute
double
is
tap to
on.
Setting.
I flick to the right, it'll give us an explanation.
When this is on and you receive an alert, you can mute Apple Watch by resting your palm on the display to cover it for at least 3 seconds. You'll feel a tap to confirm that mute is enabled. Footer.
Okay, so you can actually mute the sounds on the Apple Watch by putting your hand over it for 3 seconds.
Prominent haptic, on.
So prominent haptic, I've currently got turned on.
When this is on, Apple Watch will play a prominent haptic to pre-announce some common alerts.
Okay, so it'll play a much stronger alert or vibration for certain alerts. So two finger scrub to go back.
My watch, heading.
Okay, let's flick to the right to go past haptics.
App layout. Airplane mode, Apple Watch, notifications, glances, do not disturb, general, brightness and sounds and haptic, passcode, button.
So passcode, one finger double tap on passcode.
Passcode,
and
my watch,
to the right.
Back, passcode, heading, turn passcode off, button.
Okay, turn passcode off, toggle.
Change passcode, button.
Change passcode.
Simple passcode, on.
Simple passcode's on, four digits.
On, Apple Watch unlocks with a simple, four-digit passcode, unlock with iPhone, on.
Unlock with iPhone,
double tap to toggle
turned
setting,
on.
When this is on. Unlocking your iPhone will automatically unlock Apple Watch, as long as you're wearing it. Footer.
Okay, so I can unlock my Apple Watch when I'm wearing it. When I unlock my iPhone, that'll also work.
Erase data. Off.
Erase data. Turn
setting.
Off.
When this is on, Apple Watch will erase all data after 10 failed passcode attempts. Footer.
It erases data after 10 passcode fail attempts. So two finger scrub to go back.
App layout. My watch. Heading. App layout. Airplane. Apple Watch. Notific. Glances. Do not. General. Brightness. Sounds and passcode. Health. Button.
Okay, health.
Privacy. Button.
Okay, privacy.
Activity. Button.
And here we have the list of built-in apps, activity, etc. And then, of course, then going on to the list of third-party apps that have ever been installed or not on the Apple Watch. And then finally, down the bottom.
Selected. My watch. Tab. One of four.
We have four tabs. We have My Watch, which is the current screen I've been in for most of this presentation.
Selected. My watch. Tab. 1 of 4.
Okay, so I've got my watch. Tab. 1 of 4.
Explore. Tab. 2 of 4.
Explore. And that's the videos that Apple's always had in there.
Featured. Tab.
Featured.
3 of 4.
That's the specific part for the App Store on featured apps for the Apple Watch.
Search. Tab.
Or search for apps. So if I just quickly go into featured and then we'll stop this demo.
Featured. Tab. 3 of 4.
One finger double tap. And touch top of the screen.
Featured. Heading.
Flick to the right.
Apple Watch Plus Health and Fitness. Button.
Okay, we've got headings. Apple Watch Health and Fitness.
Apple Watch Plus Communication. Button.
Apple Watch Communication.
Apple Watch Plus Travel. Button.
Travel.
Apple Watch Plus Work. Button.
Work.
Apple Watch Plus Family.
Family.
Button. Apple Watch Plus Creativity.
Creativity.
Button. Get Started. Heading.
Get Started. Heading.
See All. Heading.
See All.
Instagram. photo and video, button.
Instagram, photo and video.
Twitter, social networking, button.
Twitter, and of course you can double tap on any one of these, and if you haven't got them previously installed, you can install them as you would normally do using the App Store app on your iPhone. And of course the last one,
search tab.
Search tab, one finger double tap on that.
Search tab.
Top of the screen.
Search field.
Okay, and you can one finger double tap on that and search for apps compatible with the Apple Watch. So let me just tap back on my watch, bottom left hand side of the screen. And that completes this fairly lengthy demo run through of most of the options that you'll find in your Apple Watch app on your iPhone. So as usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.